So, Betsy, could you tell me a little bit about what exactly the Marshall County Free Clinic is?
The Marshall County Free Clinic is being set up to serve people that are working and cannot afford or do not have access to insurance for medical care. There are so many people out there that fall between the cracks. They're going to work every day. They're trying to put food on the table and take care of their families. And with the price of medical insurance what it is, they just can't afford it. Therefore, if they have medical problems, they wait until things are in crisis mode and wind up at the emergency rooms at the hospitals. We're trying to do some frontline medical services to alleviate some of that and give these people that really deserve medical care some attention before it's completely out of control.
So what exactly would be the qualifications for somebody who wanted to get care from the Marshall County Free Clinic?
We will have income restrictions, which amounts to 200% of the national poverty level. It's based according to how many people are in the household and who's working. We cannot accept anyone that has insurance, disability, workman's comp, unemployment, or veterans benefits. Those people have access to insurance. And it's a sad situation because we can't cover all the people we really would love to cover. We have to draw the line somewhere, and it's not fair, but we just have to draw the line somewhere.
Who's going to be working in the clinic?
We have hired a medical director. Our medical director is Dr. Graham Smith. He'll be heading up the professionals list. We have an office manager that is Sharon Searles. Sharon served as head of the emergency room at the Marshall County Hospital for probably over 20 years. She retired and has graciously agreed to come and work for us and volunteer, and we are so thrilled to have her. We also have an assistant director, Kristen David. Kristen has a graphic arts background. She is just one big ball of energy. She is so talented. So we have our two paid employees, and the rest of it is volunteers, strictly volunteers, and we go from there.
So how would one go about becoming one of those volunteers that you're going to be looking for here soon?
You can pick up an application at the Marshall County Judge's Office. Judge Mike Miller and his assistant, Justin Lamb, has applications there that we need to have filled out. And we have all kinds of room for anyone that would like to volunteer in some way or another. Now, it might not be in the first 2 weeks, but don't worry, we'll find you a job. So stop by there. We also have a page on Facebook. You can go to Marshall County Free Clinic on Facebook, see what's going on there. And if you have any questions, we have a telephone. I'm not sure it is. We have a telephone. I'm not sure it's hooked up in the office, but as soon as we get that open, we'll be glad to make an announcement on that, too.
How's the clinic going to be funded? I understand one of the biggest things was trying to get enough money to open the clinic. So where is that money going to be coming from?
Well, our churches in Marshall County have been very, very supportive. We have applied for a 501c3 tax number. The application has not been returned to us yet, so we do not have our number. We cannot apply for a lot of grants and programs that are out there yet, but our churches and our individual donors have come through beautifully, and hopefully we are very, very close to having enough money to open and run us for a short period. We had a fundraiser back in the fall called a Mudison Run. I was not familiar with this at all, but it's a 5K race with obstacles. And I thought, nah, this is not going to do anything. We raised nearly $13,000 on that. Absolutely amazing. And this was in October.
So what's the near future look like? When are y'all planning on opening, and how long do you think you can stay open as you are?
We, it's one step forward and two steps back. We think we're just about ready to open, and then something else comes up, but it has to be done absolutely right when we do open. We want to have it as close to perfect as we possibly can, because you're dealing with people's health and welfare. We hopefully can sustain ourselves with our donations, with our support from our churches, when we are, when our 501c3 does go through, then we can apply for several grants that are out there, but we will have to fund ourselves. Marshall County is truly a wonderful place, and when you hear someone say Marshall County takes care of their own, they do. This little tiny county, and it's not exactly at the head of the list income-wise, but we've managed to raise nearly $60,000 to get this thing open. And with the economy the way it is, I think that is phenomenal.
Betsy McLean is the Secretary of the Board for the Marshall County Free Clinic. Betsy, thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and I wish you the best of luck with getting the clinic open.
Oh, thank you so much.